Am I a stone or am I a sheep? That's the question that came to mind today. It came to me first the first day he found me on the shore of Galilee, sweating under the blazing sun, and it echoes in my mind today. A stone, hard, cold, and without life, or a sheep, gentle, warm, and alive. That first day Jesus came, I felt just like a stone. But he called to me as though I were a sheep. I'd toiled all day without a fish to show. Stoically, I was only going through the motions. Follow me, he spoke it like a shepherd. A good sheep follows where the shepherd leads. Follow me. That's easy enough, I thought. Something anyone can do. And so I did. Yes, I followed him. I spent 3 years at his side. But that was long ago, and now he's gone. How many years? So many that today I found I was a stone again. This morning I heard myself tell a stranger, a feeble man begging bread on some forgotten street, that Jesus who lived and died and rose was the Christ. Do you know what hit me as I spoke to him? I was unmoved. It was just an empty word, Christ. The good news had become so familiar that it was only words. How could I tell this story without weeping? Am I a stone? He called me Peter, the rock. Perhaps he knew this day would come. How does a stone become a sheep again? Go back. Back to when at first I knew I was a sheep and Jesus was the most amazing shepherd. The miracles I saw are too many to recount. So many twisted arms and legs he straightened, blind eyes blinking under the first glimpse of sun, tears of joy over a dead brother raised to life. One day he asked me, a band of close followers who he thought he was, I blurted out, "You are the Christ." I've never been known to think before I spoke, but I knew it was so. Jesus was moved to tears. He turned, looked me in the eye, and smiled. No one revealed this to you but my Father. That day I was the meekest sheep in the flock. I knew he was the Christ. I can still feel the joy of the day we triumphantly entered Jerusalem. The smell of fresh-cut palm heavy in the air. All things coinciding with the scriptures. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up your everlasting doors. The King of Glory comes. Crowds were singing, laughing as they hailed their king. We were convinced the Romans would be put to flight and Jesus would reign. For he would make us all into living stones and build of us all a mighty kingdom of faith. When Jesus said his kingdom was not as we thought, we stared. Was he speaking in riddles again? A parable, perhaps? The stone that the builders rejected is the chief cornerstone. What did it mean? He spoke so strangely those last days, and the things he did. At our last meal together, the master wanted to wash my feet, my nasty feet. Sometimes it's hard to know how to be a sheep. I wasn't intentionally abrasive. Out of a sheep's love, I stubbornly refused, so I thought. But he could see into my heart. I refused to humble myself and simply obey. My heart was a stone of pride.
You must wash all
That night, I wondered if I really knew him at all. I took my sword at his bequest. I thought, he's testing us to see if we're loyal and true. I made up my mind that I'd be faithful. I would follow him to the end of the world. My flinty resolve would never let me down. I rebuked him when he said I would deny him before the rooster crowed. I knew better. I'd show them all my mettle that night. In the garden, I slept with my sword close by, slept until the trouble came. And I used my sword. Don't forget who sliced an ear that night. It shocked me more than the rest, and he rebuked me. Don't you know that I could call on my father and he would dispatch an army of angels to fight? He bent over the man, writhing on the ground and touched the wounded ear. The bleeding stopped. The man was still as Jesus stood, blood still wet on his hands. He spoke to me. All who draw the sword will die by the sword. Was Jesus saying that he didn't want me to follow? The soldiers took him. My mind raced. How could we help if we are all in chains? And so I fled. I turned my back on the Lord. As soon as the mob was out of earshot, I turned. Their torches were moving closer to the city. Breathing deeply to calm the pounding in my chest, I hid my sword beneath my cloak and followed. I didn't want to be seen. Keep safe. Stay back. When the time is right, attempt a rescue. Perhaps. Do you know what I felt while following through the dark? Bone-aching fear in the pit of my stomach, terror. Wolves had taken the shepherd from the fold. Their swords gleamed through the garden like shining teeth as the flickering torches lighted the path for them. What is a sheep to do when the shepherd is lost? Could have I been so wrong, so blind? I followed to the high priest's house that night with my cloak pulled over my head. I hid by the fire. And then they started to notice me, a stranger. You were with him? No, not me, I swear. My stony mind recalled his words of warning. But I had to find a way to stay nearby. I didn't even think as I denied him. I swore I never knew the man called Jesus. But not out of fear or shame. I wanted to help him escape, as I knew I must. I, Peter the Rock, I'd save him in the nick of time. Then as they led him down the walk, I heard a rooster crow in the frosty air. Jesus stopped and looked. The eyes of my Lord met mine, just as the rooster crowed a second time, and the rock was broken into 1,000 pieces. Horror, agony, the end of the world for me. I stood out of sight, but within earshot of the hill called Golgotha. I heard the nails in the distance, heard the cries of anguish, the jeers of the mocking crowd. This too I heard that day as the Son of God cried out to his Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? 3 torturous hours he hung there and bled. I knew that Jesus was the Son of God. I had stood on the Mount of Transfiguration and heard the voice of God speak from a cloud. This is my beloved Son, hear him. Jesus of Nazareth had to be the Christ. But how could the Heavenly Father allow his death, and such a death, among common thieves? Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled that day. All we like sheep had turned aside. We had each one wandered our own way. But God, the Heavenly Father, so loved the world that he placed on his Son the punishment for all the sins of the world. Jesus died on a cruel cross of shame for me. The Lamb was slain and the sins of his wayward sheep.
One of them is mine.
Have you ever seen a man so drained that the tears have dried? That third night, I sat staring into the darkest corner of the upper room, a broken rock in a desert of despair. Then came, can I describe it even now, the turning point of my life, of all lives. It came as silence was shattered by a word, Shalom, peace be to you. I turned to look. I thought a guest had come to pay respects. And glancing up, I wiped my eyes. There standing in the room was Jesus. Have you ever read in the book of Moses about the water bursting from the rock? Moses raised his staff and struck the rock, struck it twice, so the story runs. That night I turned and the loving eyes of Jesus fell on this rock sitting in a dark corner. He looked at me kindly, held out his wounded hand, and tears, a flood of tears, streamed from this rock.
Save for the sins of Hallelujah. The stone that the builders rejected is now the cornerstone. And we are living stones as he lives in us. Living stones he is building into his mighty kingdom. Living stones, little Christs, as the mockers so fondly called us. Yes, I am a little Christ, a Christian, by the grace of God. Feed my sheep. That's what Jesus commanded me to do. It was a sunny day by the sea after he rose from the grave, much like the first day he called me to follow him. The risen Christ called out from the shore to several of us fishing on a nearby boat. I swam out to him. We ate some fish together. Then he asked me to feed his sheep, to be his shepherd. Me, of all people, I told him with tears brimming in my eyes that I'd follow his will to the end of my life. And that is what I had forgotten this morning when I spoke to that beggar in rags. What I shared were only words. Oh, yes, they were the right words, but not the response of a loving heart to Jesus, the Christ, the Lamb of God, the cornerstone of my faith. Oh, Christ, if ever I share your gospel of love without a tear, with a stone where my heart should be, then break my stubborn, flitty heart again. I want to be a sheep, not a stone. Oh, Lord, never a stone. And yes, I'll gladly be a shepherd. If my shepherd wills it so, for I know you will supply my every need.
Thank you. shall.